Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Sorry.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to JC from Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's in the car with his girlfriend, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
All right. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now, I believe, Dan, gone into that soundproof studio?
I believe you're correct.
All right. Thank you for the verification. Just making sure everything's on the up and up around here.
I can see her. I got eyes on her.
All right. We take this very serious.
I'm clocking her.
Question number one. Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter that he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on that TV show?
A dog.
Question number two. Anderson .Paak is working on new music with Mariah Carey. .Paak formed a duo called Silk Sonic and released an album with which other mega superstar singer?
Lady Gaga.
All right. Question number three. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme super fine tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. The Met Gala is an invitation-only charity event. What is the Met?
Oh, it's the museum of like fashion or something in New York.
Question number four. White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaacs and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue. But when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lou Wood, he refused to respond. On the show, what is the White Lotus?
A hotel.
Question number five. Swimmer and 14-time Olympic medalist Katie Ledecky broke her 800-meter freestyle world record that she set 9 years ago. How many lengths of the pool is 800 meters?
We stink.
Are you guys not competitive swimmers?
No. I hate the water.
All right, we'll pick a number. How many lengths of the pool is 800?
Probably
80. I feel like it'd be by 10 or something.
80?
Probably okay. 15 feet.
I thought.
Okay, let's get.
Oh, yeah, we're not gonna get there.
Kennedy. She's a machine, that Katie Ledecky. Let me tell you. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
JC and his girlfriend Sarah. 2 out of 5, right?
One for each of them.
Okay. Yeah. Well done, friend.
These are pretty tough. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter that he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on that TV show?
A dog?
Yes. Tied at one. Question number two. Anderson .Paak is working on new music with Mariah Carey.
Ooh.
Of course, he was in a duo called Silk Sonic and released an album with which other mega superstar singer?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Yes. 2-1. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine, tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. The Met Gala is an invitation-only charity event. What is the Met?
The Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yes, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. No?
No.
3-1.
Most famous staircase in the world.
Question number four. White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaacs and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lee Wood, he refused to respond. On the show, what is the White Lotus?
A hotel.
Yes, a fictional luxury resort chain, as a matter of fact. 4-2, question number five. Swimmer and 14-time Olympic medalist Katie Ledecky broke her own 800-meter freestyle world record that she set 9 years ago. How many lengths of the pool is an 800-meter swim?
She's doing math.
Yeah, got to solve for X.
Carry the two.
Mm-hmm.
PEMDAS.
800 meters?
800 meters, yeah.
So, 16 laps?
That is correct. It's 50 meters is one lap. Nice job, Kennedy.
Well, she swam for a long time.
I would probably drown.
There's a lot of swimming. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Jeez. I know. She is our trivia Olympic medalist.
Mm-hmm. Much more than 14 times. Over 6,000 now, in fact.
So you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 play card to In the Game Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. You can check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com. So you enjoy that $100 play card, okay? Okay.
Thank you.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah.
I'm JC.
And we Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. You know, a little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Matt from Brookline.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Oh, got some pipes there, Matt.
Oh, no.
No, that's a good thing. That's a compliment.
Kennedy, Matt says he desperately needs to win these tickets because he doesn't actually live in Brookline. He lives in Brookline, apparently.
Hey-o!
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Matt?
Kennedy, can you please evacuate the dance floor?
Sure thing. Good.
Put a little sauce on that.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Matt. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100 if you tie. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Wait, do I get the $100 and the tickets?
If you win, you get the $100. You get the tickets regardless.
Sick.
Yes.
Oh, sick.
Here we go. Question number one. CBS has canceled The Equalizer, but Queen Latifah says she's grateful for the five seasons that it had. She starred in the TV show version, but which actor stars in the movie franchise, The Equalizer?
Denzel Washington.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks the Material Girl singer's record at the same beach last year. Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna, obviously.
Adele turns 37 today. Finish the lyric to Rolling in the Deep. Take a listen.
We could have had.
And you played it to the beat.
Question number four. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine, tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. Maybe the most famous piece of art inside the Met is the painting The Starry Night. Who created that piece?
That sounds like Van Gogh.
Question number five. Henry Cavill turns 42 today. He's known for playing Superman, but he also played Geralt of Rivia in which Netflix show based on a video game?
I know it. I haven't seen it. It is The Witcher.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Okay, buddy. Someone got enough sleep last night.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Matt from Brookline. Got 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay, sir.
Let's go.
These are tough, Kennedy. No, really.
Yeah, that's why you got 5 of them. Come on, man. Let's go.
Question number one. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. CBS has canceled The Equalizer. Queen Latifah says she's grateful for the 5 seasons it had. She starred in the TV show version, but which actor starred in the movie franchise, The Equalizer?
Denzel Washington.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks the Material Girl singer's record at the same beach last year. Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna.
Madonna.
Adele, 37 today, finished the lyric to Rolling in the Deep. We could have had it by Rolling in the deep. You have my heart inside.
You played it to the...
You played it.
Is it to the beat or to the deep? To the beat.
Question number four. The Met Gala 2025 kicks off tonight with the theme Superfine, tailoring black style and a dress code of tailored for you. Maybe the most famous piece of art inside the Met is the painting The Starry Night. Who created that piece?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Getting a lot of text messages, Dan, saying Starry Night is not there. It is at MoMA. Yeah,
I Googled it. I mean, I wasn't there. That's just what the internet told me.
Either way.
Can only do so much, guys.
The question was really who painted it, so yes. I think it's okay.
Question number five. Henry Cavill, 42 today. He's known for playing Superman, but he also played, is it Geralt or Geralt of Rivia in which Netflix show based on a video game?
The Witcher.
All right, question number one, you said Denzel Washington. Yes, that is correct, Kennedy. Nice job. Question number two, you said Madonna. We're going to skip question number three.
Damn it.
Question number four, Vincent Van Gogh. No matter where it is, it's a beautiful painting. It's called The Starry Night.
Yeah.
Question number five, The Witcher. That is correct. Nice job. And you said to the...
beat.
That is correct. Nice job.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Worthy foe.
I did not think I was going to get that, my guy.
Yes. Yeah. She mentions the heart in there in the line before, which references back to the heart.
I just don't even. Yes.
So 5-5 is the final score. And with a 5-5 tie, we like to give away Sal's money. So you won yourself $100.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Indeed. And then you also won yourself a $100. Or no, I'm sorry. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Kendrick Lamar and SZA on the Grand National Tour on May 12th at Gillette Stadium. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free.
Ooh.
How about that? A text from the 860 Kennedy, fan favorite Matt from Brookline.
Big fan.
Big fan. Long time, first time, Matt.
Kennedy, I'll see you on the dance floor.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Matt from Brookline, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tie him.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jessica from Medford.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jessica?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So, have you ever played before?
Alone in my car quite a few times.
All right, so you know how this works. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, it's a loss for you. And Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Today in 2002, the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man became the first movie ever to break $100 million in its opening weekend with $114 million. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Ryan Reynolds dodged questions about his relationship with Travis Kelce at Green Day's Hollywood Walk of Fame celebration after Kelce unfollowed him on Instagram.
Oh, dun,
the drama.
Dun.
Oh, the drama.
That's how you send a message in 2025.
Yep. Name the 2024 movie Reynolds did about a young girl discovering she can see everyone's imaginary friends.
I think if.
Louis Capaldi played a surprise set at Tom Walker's charity concert Friday night. It was his first show since stepping away from the stage in 2023 to focus on his mental health. Can you name Louis's breakout song in America and his only number one hit? Take a
look.
I get to play it.
Yeah, I'll give you a little hint.
All right, take a listen. Oh,
yes. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain.
Name the song.
I think it's Somebody to Love.
Question number 4. Gigi Hadid went Instagram official with Bradley Cooper. Can you name the 2012 movie Cooper starred in opposite Jennifer Lawrence that got him his first Best Actor Oscar nomination?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Question number 5. Prince Harry called the UK's court denial of police security a stitch-up and said King Charles refuses to speak to him over the issue. Harry believes the royal household influenced the decision and knowingly put his family at risk in 2020. Can you name all 4 countries that make up the UK?
Okay. England, Wales, Scotland, in Northern Ireland?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you work as a data analyst?
Yes.
Sounds like a movie job. It doesn't sound real.
I have no follow-up
Lots
questions
of
for
numbers,
data
analysts. Math.
Yeah. When you see numbers, is it like the Matrix?
Yes, that is exactly how it works. Just flowing through my head.
Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, who can see the Matrix, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yep. That was very good. These are hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today in 2002, the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man became the first movie ever to break $100 million. It made $114. That's like, if you do that now and they're like, what happened? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a failure of a movie at $100 million. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Tied at one. Ryan Reynolds dodged questions about his relationship with Travis Kelce at Green Day's Hollywood Walk of Fame celebration after Kelce unfollowed him on Instagram. Name the 2024 movie Reynolds did about a young girl discovering she can see everyone's imaginary friends.
If?
Tied at two. Question number three. Louis Capaldi played a surprise set at Tom Walker's charity concert Friday night. Who's Tom Walker?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to assume a soccer player. I don't know why. No, but he's a singer-songwriter.
It was his first show since stepping away from the stage in 2023 to focus on his mental health. Can you name Louis's breakout single in America? And it's his only song to hit number one. Take a listen. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain.
Name the song.
Used to, it's not Somebody You Know, isn't that a Gautier song? Somebody You Know?
Somebody I Used to Know is the Gautier song. Someone You Love.
Ah, right.
I believe Jessica said Someone To Love, right?
Somebody To Love.
Or Somebody To Love, yeah. Someone You Loved is the correct name of that song. Tied at two. We got two left, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Jess got them both right.
I know.
Gigi Hadid finally went Instagram official with Bradley Cooper. Can you name the 2012 movie Cooper starred in opposite Jennifer Lawrence that got him his first Best Actor Oscar nomination?
Silver Linings Playbook.
What do you think about them as a couple?
They've been a couple for a year.
Yeah, but it wasn't official.
It's fine. Whatever brings them joy.
Tie to three. Question number five. Prince Harry called the UK court's denial of police security a stitch-up and said King Charles refuses to speak to him over the issue. Harry believes the royal household influenced the decision and knowingly put his family at risk in 2020. Can you name all four countries that make up the UK?
There's a deep sigh.
England, Wales, Ireland, Scotland. That's wrong.
Northern Ireland was the answer we were looking for. And with that, Jessica wins it 4-3. Analyze that data, Kennedy.
Oh, good one.
Well, congratulations to you. Nice work. I believe that is now Redemption Week, Kennedy.
God, didn't we just have Redemption
that
Week?
That was a fast
week?
Redemption Week.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Well, congratulations to you, Jessica. Nice win, winning it 4-3. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Jessica from Medford?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jessica.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.